sometimes when challenged, our first instinct is to explain or defend ourselves instead of staying open. Now, these aren't failures, they're signals. They reveal where growth acceleration is possible for you. And the moment you recognize them, you get to choose a different response. That's when things start to shift and get interesting. So I want you to think back to the last time someone gave you tough feedback. Did you lean into it with curiosity? Or did you push back or pull back and defend yourself? What might it have looked like if you had chosen the other path? Welcome back to Time-Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm Mark Dolan, and I want to start today with a question that could unlock your next breakthrough. Are you truly teachable, or are you just going through the motions? The industry is always changing, the market is always shifting, and it's hard to keep up with it. So I know you have to learn new things, but truly, how teachable are you? The good news is this. Every one of us has the capacity to grow. The ones who rise the fastest aren't the ones most talented or experienced. They're the ones who stay open, curious, and willing to be taught, even when it stretches them and makes them uncomfortable. That's where transformation begins, with the discomfort. So take a moment. How would you describe your own teachability on a scale of 1 to 10? And what would it take to raise that score just 1 point this week? On our career path, we will all run into roadblocks and struggles. When the opportunity for new information or solutions present themselves, what do we do? Sometimes we'd rather hear encouragement than experience real accountability. Quite often we talk more than we ask questions. We share stories instead of digging into questions. Just think, am I telling the truth? Listen to what happens around the coffee pot in the office. And sometimes when challenged, our first instinct is to explain or defend ourselves instead of staying open. Now, these aren't failures, they're signals. They reveal where growth acceleration is possible for you. And the moment you recognize them, you get to choose a different response. That's when things start to shift and get interesting. So I want you to think back to the last time someone gave you tough feedback. Did you lean into it with curiosity? Or did you push back or pull back and defend yourself? What might it have looked like if you had chosen the other path? Here's what separates incremental growth from explosive growth. And it's a total paradigm shift. It's moving from I want to feel better to I'm ready to get better. That shift doesn't happen by accident. It happens when you lean into being teachable, when you allow new or honest ways of thinking and acting to reshape your future. Sometimes I fall into this trap even now. I like feeling good too. I tend to reflect on past victories and my track record when facing challenging situations. So today, for example, I'm building a speaking career. I need to prospect for audiences to speak to, not to congratulate myself for past successes. Instead of glowing in the memories of 40 years of success largely by prospecting for clients in real estate, that isn't going to build my new career and help me grow and achieve my business goals today. The truth is, I need to prospect more, right now, today. So think about it. What's one area of your life or your business where you've been trying to feel better when deep down inside you know you need to do something different? You need to get better. So how do you know if you're really showing up teachable? Well, ask yourself a few simple but powerful questions. When talking with people in a learning environment, do I bring real questions to the table, or do I just give them updates on past successes? Am I more focused on praise or progress? When I'm challenged, do I get curious or do I get defensive? Now, none of us gets this right every time. But if you can stay honest with these questions, you'll keep growing. And growth compounds. Every teachable step prepares you for the next one. So which of those three questions hits closest to home for you right now? I'll never forget early in my career when Bill Phillips asked me, why should I list my home with you instead of your mentor, Tim Wood? That question could have crushed me. But it became one of the most important turning points in my career. It showed me exactly where I needed to grow. The truth is, real growth almost always comes from the questions that stretch us, not the ones that flatter us. So here's my encouragement. The people who rise are the ones who lean into discomfort with a teachable spirit. Then take a break, but keep at it. Keep showing up with questions. Stay open when feedback comes, and remember, growth doesn't always feel good in the moment, but it always pays off major dividends. Let's try and choose growth over the approval of others. You'll be amazed at how far you can go. So I'm Mark Dolan, and this is Time-Tested Mastery. I help ordinary people achieve extraordinary results through timeless principles of sales, mastery, mindset, and transformation. And I help agents leave average careers behind for a profitable and satisfying one. If today's message encouraged you, please pass it along to someone you know who's also ready to take their sales career to the next level. And together we can build an industry of true professionals. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, and keep growing.